Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is breakups. I think we actually might have spoken about breakups before. So I think it's going to be we broke up because we're going to clickbait.
Yeah. Well, it's not a clickbait for you because you and your we broke up. But we're going to get into that. We're going to get into it.
I can already tell Bree's going to love this episode because she just gets to ask me probably questions. Mm-hmm. She gets to just vibe because she's happily...
I can be like, it's for the podcast, Sean. Yeah. I'm not prying.
Your trauma is for the podcast.
Give the people what they want, and that's tears.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a hair fucking in my mouth. I have hair everywhere. What's going on? Like, oh my God, the poor people watching the video are like... getting off our Patreon immediately so they don't have to see me
They're
anymore.
Getting off on Patreon. Hair everywhere, you say?
Everywhere. Okay, before we get into it, speaking of Patreon, if you go to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, click the link in the bio. There's merch and there's also a Patreon where we have fun little events. We have a Discord. You actually get video. And I want to thank I want to thank all of our patrons, but an extra special shout out to Aiden, Emily, Olivia, Liz, and Serena. Thank you so much for supporting I Can Explain Podcast. Also, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, share us with friends and family, follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast on TikTok and Instagram, and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson.
That's the whole list.
How many people out there do you think have done all those things?
I think quite a few. I think we have some, I think the awesome explainers people. Are pretty good.
We have some awesome people. And then I think there's some people out there that are
Here's
less
the thing.
Awesome.
We have some awesome people and we could have more awesome people.
Exactly.
And, you know, I really like to see the potential in people.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of growth potential for totally. People out there to just be kinder,
better super fans. Exactly. We have a lot of fans and we could definitely use more super fans.
We could use like a super with a capital S.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, if you're listening, just consider it.
Yeah. Think about that. Sliding into the super fan position.
Absolutely. There are a few spots open, but not for long.
Not for long. Closing it off at 10 million super fans.
Filling up fast. So today Sean, for those of you who have been listening the last few episodes, you know that Sean is now single.
Yeah.
For the last few years of our podcast, you were not.
2.5 years.
That's crazy. So, you know, I think we have had a lot of questions in the past about doing a breakup specific episode. And again, I think we've talked about it on Q&A episodes and advice episodes.
Yeah.
But I think... now, unfortunately for you, but I hate to say it.
Very fortunate for me in the content.
We have an expert in the house.
Unfortunately for you, we do have a single expert in the house.
Yeah. And it's fresh, right? Because it's easy.
Right. And the best part of this is that it's still fresh in there, you know?
Still fresh.
It's still
wounds,
right in there. Yeah.
Which
so
I really love
let's
that
get in
idea.
While it's still bleeding.
Yeah. I've got my salt put in your wounds.
Yeah.
And
I think there's like some things that I won't necessarily dive into specifics of.
Yes.
Some, I would say most of it is because I don't want to. I don't want to like rehash things. Mm-hmm. And then some of it is also like out of respect for my ex-partner.
Yeah.
There's just like some things that I don't want to bring to the internet, which
totally.
I assume everybody will be fine with and respect. But I do think that there's like a very interesting experience mm-hmm. to go through a breakup just in general. But it's also very interesting to go through a breakup at this age, and I'm not saying that I'm like incredibly old. I get that. I think that it is great if you're in a relationship or if you're single at any age.
Yeah.
It's never too old or too young unless you're like 12, like stop dating.
Yeah.
But you know, you're never too young or too old to see someone or mm-hmm. to not see someone. I'm not putting an age on it.
Yes.
But it is very weird that I had my 29th birthday, and I think I felt things in a realer sense this time.
Yeah.
There was more of like a panic of what the fuck is happening this time around.
Well, I think, yeah, that's fair because you're not putting an age on it for anybody else, but I think you're also valid in saying for you personally, when you feel like certain things are supposed to happen at certain ages.
Yeah.
Like, I think everyone listening can relate to, especially when you're younger, being like, oh, when I'm this age, I'll be at this kind of stage of life.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like checking off these boxes.
I think also like the fucking stereotypical like binary world gives you this impression that, I mean, I am still probably going to be dead by 30, but like, I always thought that like when my death came up at 30, like I would probably be like married with a house and like a dog.
Right.
You know, like it would be like so jarring for my partner and my dog when I perish. But like the world just gives this view to you from a young age that by like 30, like I don't know why 30 is the number, but like by 30 you're gonna, for the full like heterosexual heteronormativity world, it's like you're gonna have a kid and all that shit.
White
by
picket
30
fence, the whole thing. And I think it's because there's that stigma that in your 20s you're figuring it all out, and then it's like society's also like, have fun in your 20s, figure it all out. But when the clock strikes 30,
they're like, if you haven't had a kid by 30, your eggs are going to explode out of you.
It's really weird.
So like, it's weird because I almost kind of kept that through my life. Mm-hmm. And did I expect to be like newly single turning 29?
Right.
No. Yeah. Did I expect to like bring someone into my family that my family like loved and respected? Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to like family dinners alone. Like there's so many things that like I didn't really, first of all, I'm not like that. It sounds so sad, but I'm like not that. I love my family. It's nice seeing them and stuff, but it's just like, I'm putting new weight on myself and I know that I'm just putting it on myself. More so than I have with any other breakup, because now I feel like I'm like, I'm gonna die alone.
Right.
I'm gonna die alone.
So you're doing well, you would say.
Yeah. And I also feel like before this last relationship, I was like, oh, well, now I'm like kind of getting to the age that like I'm looking for like, you know, like a life partner. Mm-hmm. So it's weird to not have that again.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing when you're dating and you're, again, I hate to say younger, like as if 30's not young.
No, say it, bitch.
But when you're younger, there's younger, this thing that there's no expectation, because in fact there's the age where if you were to admit that you were considering seeing a future or marrying or being life partners with somebody, you'd be considered nuts.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh my God, you're already thinking about that? You're only X age.
Yeah.
And then there's that weird switch that happens like late 20s, early 30s, where it's like, oh, you're dating someone just to date someone, or like, oh my God, you're gonna like let this go, like then you're gonna be X age and single.
Yeah.
It's really weird like when that transition happens, because like I remember, you know, being like 23 and being like, oh, I'm gonna marry this girl, and everyone was like, whoa, like you're crazy for saying that.
Yeah.
But now if I was in a relationship at 30 saying like, oh, I don't know, I don't see where this is going, like I just enjoy dating them right now, people would be like, what's wrong with you? Why are you in that relationship then?
Totally.
So it's interesting that that change happens. And I also think it's important for you to talk about, because I think there are
like
a
that
lot
or
of
something
people
new.
No.
And okay, I didn't know where you were gonna
forward. I was gonna go.
I think it's actually also important to talk about
this whole episode is you just sitting on the edge of your seat waiting for me to ask something
maybe
that you don't want to answer.
Drag me through a different section of mud.
No, I think that this is in no way specific to your situation, but speaking to our listeners, I think there are people out there that are in relationships, whether they are conscious of it or not, because they have that weird societal clock.
Yeah.
That's like, well, it's not that bad, you know, and I'm X age, so what am I going to do? Start all over?
Yeah.
And like, I have plenty of friends, again, not speaking to you, but like friends that have gone through those breakups.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't want anyone to misinterpret that, like, I'm saying this because that's what you said.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to, like, specify with this whole episode. But I've had plenty of friends that are, like, after they go through a breakup at, you know, 35 or whatever, they're like, in hindsight, I knew that relationship was over a year before, 2 years before, whatever it may be. But I was just like, I'm in my mid-30s. like you said, my family knows this person. We, you know, we live together. It's comfortable. And a lot of people, I think, put this really weird, like, expectation that if you're at a certain age, well, you might as well just stick it out. And I watched something really interesting the other day on Instagram. It was like an Instagram video or whatever. And it was this guy, I think, doing a TED Talk kind of vibe. And he was like, people talk all the time about how life is short and people don't talk enough about how life is actually long. And his whole spiel was about how because we constantly get told life's so short, like live in the moment and everything like that, we also write off how long we potentially still have left. So something happens when people are like 30 and they're like, well,
life, you know, is short.
Hang up your hat. Like, yeah, it's basically done. Like, whatever, whoever I'm with, wherever I live, whatever career I'm in, I might as well just like write it all off. And he was an author and he said, you know, when I was 30, I remember thinking like, basically like, okay, well, everything I've done is kind of what's going to be the rest of my life. And he's like, I didn't get my first book published until I was 52.
Yeah.
And that's really when I consider my life in a way that I found it fulfilling and was passionate about it started at 52. But he's like, for, you know, 22 years there, I kind of just wrote off even trying to make a change for myself.
Like, I'm just going to ride out something kind of shitty because, you know, life is short.
Life is short. And like, I'm already 30. And there is that weird, like, I know we joke about tons on this podcast, like, you
life
know,
is
I'm
a little
old,
shorter
whatever.
For you. We gotta just be honest here.
But I do think that's such like an important, interesting perspective because there is that thing, whether it's a relationship or a job or, you know, a family structure, it's kind of like, oh, well, what's done is done. Like, people feel like all the time, unless they figured it out in their early 20s, then basically they're like hooped.
Yeah. I think also this time around, like, I was not unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the day-to-day of this relationship, I wasn't unhappy. But I knew there was an issue for me when I could tell that I wasn't, like, giving this person everything that I could. And that I felt like I was being an unfair partner.
Right.
And I knew that to be true when I would, like, listen to, like, a breakup song.
Wow.
And the person that they were describing was me.
Oh, so, like, that's interesting. So you think you are the person who, like, breakup songs are written about, not the person singing them?
Not that makes me sound like I think I'm some like icon or something, but no, like, I would just hear like somebody singing about like not being like fully available or like all these things or like having a hold back, and I was like, that's literally me. Like, I was like this, you know, usually when people listen to breakup songs, they feel like they're the one singing. I was like, oh, I'm the target of this.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wasn't unhappy, but that's also like a weird space to be in. Because with other breakups, like, I've been cheated on or like somebody just like isn't giving me everything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's more reasons to it, which are a lot easier to mentally understand.
Oh, 100%. Like, I feel like in certain scenarios, for example, cheating, I mean, I guess you could argue this, but it's fairly cut and dry. I think if you took a poll with all of your friends and family and said, hey, my spouse, partner, whoever cheated on me potentially numerous times, do you think I should continue with this? I would say majority would say no. It's easier to mentally be like, yes, I'm 100% making the right decision. I'm not going to regret this decision. And
it's, you know what it is also?
Yeah.
It's one of those things that, it's hard to, I think friends are more, like, it's easier to talk to friends about this because they're, like, you can just have more of a back and forth rapport. But it's hard to go through a breakup that's confusing to explain to your parents.
Right, because it's like, why?
Because usually it's like, oh, well, he cheated on me, or like, oh, well, he just, like, wasn't giving me his time, or, like, he wasn't a good partner or anything. It's just, like, it's so hard when you're, like, explaining it and your parents are kind of like, right.
And they're like trying to be supportive, but they're also like, are you
this kid's
sure?
a psycho.
Like,
So that was really confusing.
Because it kind of just comes down to, like, at that point, it's like feeling, right? So it's like external people in your life are looking for like a tangible reason.
Totally.
Like, oh, we get in this sort of fight all the time, or they cheat on me, or like they want to move to Australia and I don't. Like, you know, like, or they want to have kids and I don't. Like, they're looking for the, like, cut and dry reasons and not, like, just the gut, like, I don't think this is my person.
And then I was also having the panic of like my partner's a few years older than me, and I was having the panic that like I was taking everything I was going through and like putting it even more on them, and I was like I feel like I'm just like ruining their life, like I feel like I was like I'm right. wasting their time, I've wasted their time considering this hasn't like ended in marriage, like I
right.
still kind of feel that way, but
like you were taking like your stress of like I'm feeling this way at 29 and they are mid 30s,
yeah.
So like you add that extra 5 years or whatever it is and be like, I would be even more stressed about yeah. it then.
So when I was just like stressing about like having these feelings of like, maybe this isn't my forever person, then I would just, I also have generalized anxiety, mm-hmm. which doesn't help. Then I would think about that and I would just like go full spiral.
Do you think because of that, like you hung on longer?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't, it's, yeah, my brain's, all stations were set to panic, so...
Yeah, it's hard to differentiate.
I just remember calling you in the car.
Yeah.
And, like, crying so hard that I was literally, like, gasping for air.
I know, I felt so badly for you.
I was literally parked in, like, a parking lot outside of my work, just like... Like, I felt so bad for you, but I also felt really bad for me trying to understand what the fuck
it's
you were
so
saying.
Sad when someone calls you like that, because everyone... it's awful, but I think anyone who's been in that scenario, you know that feeling where you're like, you're that sad and you're crying that hard yeah. that when someone you care about is dealing with that, it like you get the like secondhand like gut punch like shitty feeling, because everyone knows what it feels like to be there,
yeah.
and you know that there's like nothing you can do to like help, like you can be supportive and listen, but it's like that you can't take that gut-wrenching no. feeling away from somebody. No.
As soon as somebody's like gasping for air crying, also it's... nothing you say is gonna like immediately no. solve that. It'll help, but yeah. like they gotta start breathing up. Again. Yeah.
You basically just have to be like, oh no.
Yeah, because I feel like there's like a few stages of crying. Uh-huh. If you're hitting some of the early stages, like some of your words of advice could actually like maybe yeah. impact the mood.
Yeah,
but that's too you're far
already
gone.
There. Yeah. yeah, you're already there. And then I always eventually veer into like laughter while still sobbing after that, because oh, yeah. just you get to the point where you're so hysterical, and you're like, what is happening?
You're like, wow. I'm literally crying so hard right now. It's kind of embarrassing.
It's like crazy what's happening right now. Like, I didn't even know this was possible. It's I'm yelping in public in my car.
Somebody's like, can you shut that dog up? I also, like, it's wild how much stress and mm-hmm. sadness and, like, mental anguish. It's, like, so wild how much of an effect that has on your body.
Oh,
like, I was yeah. a shell of a person.
Yeah.
I'm still not that great, but, like, mm-hmm. I was, like, a shell. I was, like,
oh, yeah.
not, I couldn't eat. I felt no. so awful. I felt so nauseous. Like, yeah, it's wild.
Every time I go through a breakup, no joke, like, trigger warning if you don't like talking about weight stuff, but every time I go through a breakup, I literally in like 2 weeks will drop like 15 pounds, like an yeah. insane amount,
and not on purpose
and with no intention of doing that. Yeah. Just like it to the point that it's like insane how fast I lose weight, because I think people don't, or like you don't think about like when you're at that level of like, I don't even call it adrenaline, but stress, like how many like calories your body is burning, just
vibrating.
Simply being
just
like
vibrating.
Fucking stress, yeah. like at that level of emotional. Well, it sucks. It's so awful. And I also wanted to like ask you about this because I've never but like,
this whole episode is just me prefacing.
If you don't
want
to talk about anything, you can
no,
just tell me
lay
to
it,
fuck off.
Lay it out.
Well, I felt for you especially because I have never, it made me think about it. And obviously I've been like that sad before, and I've had like breakups that I'm absolutely devastated and like gut punched and heartbroken and all that, but I've never had to break up with someone that wasn't one of those kind of tangible breakups. Like, even if I'm heartbroken, I know I have to break up with you because, like, you cheated on me again.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why you broke my heart. So now I have to leave you. And, like, why did you put us in this position? Like, this sucks. Like, I have never had to. And I think it takes, like, an a lot of guts. I think a lot of people underestimate how hard it is and it would be to break up with someone who you genuinely care about and who has done nothing like tangibly wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously so much easier. And I'm not saying easier heartbreak wise, but like you don't feel like you're like inflicting pain or doing something bad to somebody.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
it's also like,
how do you deal with that?
Not well. You know that.
It's for like the listeners.
It's like that clip from like Real Houses of New York where she's like, how are you doing? I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
No, literally.
Yeah. You're going to
do the little thing. Timestamp first.
I already did my thing. Perfect. Yeah, like I've broken up with people before. Yeah. But I've also gone to people with a breakup and have been like, hey, we're breaking up because of X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. And they're like, makes sense.
Yeah. They're like, I don't want to necessarily be broken up with, but like, how do I argue these
points? And I'll like present the reasons like you did this, this, this. And they'd be like, okay, I can see it.
Yeah.
So it's like really confusing for yourself and I know for your partner to like try to explain your thoughts when there isn't like a breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
Because you also start second guessing yourself. You're like, am I crazy? Am I making sense? Is this the right thing? Mm-hmm. Like, because it's not so cut and dry, it really fucks your brain.
And also because like with that, because it's not like based off of like an argument, a cheating scenario, a discussion about like moving to Australia or not, or having kids or not.
Well, that's
like
an automatic breakup. Yeah.
Because it's not that, then it becomes also the timeline thing. Okay, well, when did these feelings start? When did they finish? Why are you sure now and you weren't sure last week? Like, I feel like for both parties, that's very confusing.
Hey, Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. It's also hard because, like, I want to, and still want to, like, give this person as much closure as I can.
Right.
Because I think that they, like, deserved that. Mm-hmm. But a part of it when there isn't a tangible reason is, like, it's hard to ever make somebody understand when, like, you're trying your best to understand still. Like, you know,
yeah.
when the reason's not like incredibly obvious,
yeah.
you're like, how do I make this make sense in a way that like will ever give you resolve? And then I think I finally had to be like, I don't think there is one. Like, I can try my best. I can try to explain myself. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't think it's ever going to make perfect sense to this person or perfect sense to this person's family or this person's friends. Like, because they weren't the person that I was like, or their friends weren't the people I was like calling to discuss about this or like, you know, like talking to, I don't think it'll ever make sense.
Yeah. Cause in their minds, probably, like, to be fair, from the other side, in the friends' minds and everything like that, it would feel like a complete, like, out of nowhere blindside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Also, depending on their communication with their friends.
Yeah.
Like, if they were like, oh, yeah, things are great with Sean. Like, everything's going well. And then next week, Sean broke up with me.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what the hell did you do? Nothing. Okay, well, what did he say?
What did you actually do? I swear, nothing.
Nothing. You know, like, it would be confusing.
Yeah.
And it's hard because I think, like you said, you want to give that person closure, but it's a fine line between, like, trying to give them closure and also not bullshitting and like just trying to pluck a reason out of thin air to like give them something when it's like, I'm not just going to say things to say things also. Right. So you want to be like true to your feelings, and sometimes like feelings are confusing. Try and explain any feeling ever, like trying to tangibly explain that to someone is so difficult.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, we have a lot of listeners that have written in before during the like Q&A and advice episodes about that, and just being like, hey, like, I feel awful. I like love this person. I've been with them, but I just know like they're not the one for me, or however they word it. Or like, I don't see like a future, but like there's nothing like wrong with them. Like, I feel bad, like whatever it is. And they're like, how do I do this? Like, how do I break up with them? Because like, I don't want to inflict pain. I don't want to break their heart. But at the same time, like, by staying in that, I think most people would agree that you're doing worse.
That's literally, honestly, I don't know if you said that or like, I don't know, somebody said that, or if I just like,
I definitely said that to you like 12 times.
I like at some point was like, I think it was when I was just like bawling my eyes out saying that I'm like wasting this person's time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were like, oh, well, it's like wasting their time more to like not do anything about it when you have these feelings.
Yeah.
And I was like,
well, and especially when you're like, touché. You already feel like you've wasted their time. It's like, okay, well, you could go back and forth morally with your own conscience about whether like you feel bad that you've wasted their time or not all you want. But like, now that you've admitted this to yourself and you're conscious about it, every additional day, you're actively now being an asshole.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Because it's one thing when it's subconscious and you're unsure and you're figuring it out. Like, obviously, like, that's part of being in a relationship. Dating someone, being in a relationship is figuring things out. But as soon as you're like calling your friend, you know, like when you're calling me and being like, I just don't think this is right. It's like, okay, well, there's your answer. Because every day moving forward is you just basically like playing the game, and at that point consciously wasting this person's time, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And like, that is shitty to do to a person. Like, I think I had one person write in on the Q&A I did on my Instagram, and they said something along the lines of like, oh, I knew it was over like a year ago, but I've just stayed in it because I feel bad. And I'm like, okay, well, for that year, you're being an asshole. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Prior to that, not asshole.
Before this that, year, like, asshole. You're figuring out, like, everyone else is figuring out a relationship. Yeah. That's why people date. Otherwise, like, the whole waste time thing, like, I understand it's different when you, like, care about someone and you're coming from it from not a, like, cut and dry realistic place. You're coming from it from, like, caring about someone.
Yeah.
But,
very unrealistic.
No, but you know what I mean? Yeah, no. Like, your emotions are involved. But, like, also, like, I hate this thought of, like, wasting someone's time. Why do people date? Like, then if that was the case, every person who ever broke up with anyone would have wasted someone's time. Were they supposed to know day one?
I don't think it's necessarily a rational thing.
No, it's not.
But it's just,
but a lot of people think it. And that's why, like, I wanted to say that, because I think, like, a lot of people feel that way when they break up with someone. And it's like, it's such an unrealistic and impossible expectation that you were supposed to know that this person was your forever from when you started dating them.
Yeah.
And because of that, because it would be impossible to know when you started dating someone, and that's the whole purpose of dating and being in a relationship is figuring that out. It's therefore impossible to have ever wasted somebody's time, because no one can, everyone goes into a relationship
with the best intentions. Well, I'm sure there's some people that have
Some people that don't, I would say. But like, I would say most people are going into a relationship, especially most people in their, you know, late 20s and moving up, with the intention of like, I'm dating you, I'm starting a relationship with you because I see a future. I see potential. And then we're going to learn along the way if I'm correct in thinking that or not. And then at a certain point, if you realize that you're not, it's like, I feel like everyone feels like, oh, well, I wasted that person's time because we've been together for a year, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is. And it's like, well, that's what you were doing from the start. That's
yeah. I also think like it's just a natural human reaction to think 100%. Like, oh, it's a waste of time. But then you also have to be like, oh, well, we did have like so many good memories together. And like, maybe if we didn't meet, like that person wouldn't have met somebody else anyways. Like maybe they would have just remained single or something. So, or like I would have remained single and I wouldn't have had these memories, et cetera. Yeah. So I think that's how I had to eventually get to. But like right off the draw, I was like,
oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like, all your feelings are valid and normal, and like, I feel like very relatable.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's my job to be like the tangible, like, realistic, rational friend.
Breakup expert over here. You know. Fucking 7 years.
You know. But yeah, no, I just feel like, yeah, like, honestly, if Julia broke up with me next week, I would be obviously horrified and devastated and heartbroken. But at no point would I ever say to her, you wasted my time.
I don't know. We went to choose floors today. She would have wasted my time.
Sean is an interior designer and is helping us pick new stuff for our apartment. You write her a personalized letter.
I cannot believe you wasted my time.
But you know what I mean? Because I would have been like, I believe that you had the best intentions of... Like, I believe all those times you said you wanted to be with me forever, or all those times that you saw a future with me and all that stuff. I believe that you believed it when you said it. And then at some point, maybe you just realized it wasn't the case.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't consider her, like, at no point, because I know what I know about her and, like, trust her heart and everything else. At no point would I think, oh, she was just saying that to, like, keep me around. That's the
thing. It's like, I wasn't ever lying about my feelings, but, like, things change.
Things change.
Not always great, and it's not always terrible, but like, that's just the reality. The world is constantly changing. My severely mentally ill brain is also always changing depending on what medication I'm on. So
I think also there's something to be said of, like, as people, like, I'm not the same person I was last year. I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago. Like,
it's also really wild. Like, I don't think this played a huge role in it, but it was really wild. Like, I was seeing this person for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. Two of those years were in a global, this is still going on, a global pandemic.
That's crazy.
Which is so wild to think about.
Yep.
It's like, you take any relationship, friendship, family, any of this, and you put it in a normal situation.
Yeah.
Something, it's going to follow a trajectory. But like, we literally went through, like, it just, like, it's
truly unprecedented times.
Yeah. Like, it shapes you as people. It shapes your relationship. It shapes
what you want in life.
It changed
my perspective,
my personality. I'm sure it changed my relationship with my family. Like, I'm closer with my family. Like, it really honestly was like a big 2 year shift and a very like weird thing to go through with somebody. But I'm also glad I went through it with somebody, you know, like there were like things that happened in that I was like, that's crazy. And that's how I'll like look back at it. Like, oh, I went through I did my first like apocalypse grocery shop with this person. I was like, that was crazy, you know. It's just like weird experiences like that. But it is pretty fucking wild that it was all in a global pandemic.
And I think, again, not speaking to your situation, because I don't want anyone to think that I'm repeating what you've said to me, this is just a thought based on what you said. Any relationships that started either just before or during the pandemic not only were very unique in the sense of the world just being completely turned upside down, and the way we live and the types of media we're viewing and the way we interact with friends and family and where we can go and no travel and all this is such a difference. Okay. And then you get to the point in a relationship, I can imagine, that you've kind of made those adjustments and you're figuring this all out. Okay. Now it opens back up.
Yeah.
So then you have a complete new shift of relearning and unlearning that is a complete different way of navigating a relationship.
Yeah.
Like for Julia and I, because we were dating before and during and then post, it was kind of like, oh, right, we're going to go back to doing it the way we did before.
Yeah.
But if you started a relationship either just before or during the pandemic, there was no way you did it before.
There's no shift back.
Yeah. So it's not like, oh yeah, I remember like we used to do things like this, or
we
you used to travel
our relationship this way. And now we have to change. Yeah.
You know, and oh, like, yeah, you went to Vegas without me for hockey and like, that was fun for you. And I like to go out for nights with my friends solo. And you know, like there's things that like were pre-established in our relationship. Whereas I think there's this really strange thing that's happening, and maybe some listeners can relate right now, that if your relationship started during or just before the pandemic, then you haven't had to learn certain hurdles that other relationships of people that had been dating for 2 years in quote unquote normal times would have been long past figuring out.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, how do you deal at clubs? Like, how do you deal with travel? Do you only like to travel together? Do you have separate travel times? Like, do you like to go to big parties? Are you someone who likes to stay in? For so long, those were things that were not even part of the conversation because everyone had to stay in. You're only allowed to see a few people.
Before COVID too, it's like those are things you find out pretty quickly.
Right away.
Because it's like, do you want to meet my friends? Oh, sure. What do you guys do? Oh, well, we are having a party. We always have a party. It's always at Brad's house. Like,
yeah,
it's like things
totally.
Like that.
You figure that
oh,
stuff
we go
out.
To, this is our favorite bar. Like, you should come. Or we do karaoke night or trivia or whatever.
Or it's we like, all like to stay in and play D&D. Like, you figure out what the norm is very quickly.
It's literally in like the first like month of, so it's, you usually figure it out like talking to somebody before you even go on a date.
Yeah.
What do you like to do? What do you and your friends like to do?
And all of a sudden it's even like with family holidays. Okay, how does your family do holidays?
Oh, we don't.
You know,
because
like
we're all gonna die if we get this fucking disease.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, do we travel somewhere to see extended family? Is it just with your family at home? Like, there's all these things that were so different during the pandemic that there's people now, it's really strange to think about, that have known and been dating each other for over 2 years and still don't know how they navigate those baseline things in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's
really
interesting.
It's really wild, like, not to try to like drive home the like age point again, but it is weird because I have friends that have been in relationships before the pandemic and during and all this. And now we're going through another wave. It's not over, but we're like entering a new phase that I am now single in. But my friends are all like wifed up. Like everybody's in relationships.
Getting married.
That have like basically withstood the test of this pandemic.
Yeah.
Then it's like when I was young and I would go through a breakup, I would literally just go like partying for like 2 months straight.
Yeah.
Now it's like people aren't really at that age. People don't want to party. People have like other things to do, or they're like with their partner.
Yeah.
It's just like such a different thing to navigate.
When you're younger and you go through a breakup, you're like, okay, well, perfect. Now I'll join all my single friends and go out every night of the week. Tuesday,
literally.
Wednesday,
and
let's go.
Now it's like I have like one single friend.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, I can't really party because, like, you know, I work this night or I do this.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, I don't want to party. Like, not saying partying is getting over, but that's just
a big example. Different. It's different when people are at different places in their life. Like, I remember when I was younger and in relationships, I felt like the odd one out being in a relationship.
Yeah.
And now very much if I was single, I'd feel like the odd one out being not in a relationship.
Oh, would you? It's also like, you would have those nights where you'd be like, oh, let's just get all the like single, let's have a wine and pizza night.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, well, like I can come for wine, but like my partner gets off work at like probably 10. So I'll probably get picked up then.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so weird to go back
or
through that.
My personal favorite with all the codependent queer relationships is all the partners show up together.
Yeah.
And then you're like, now I'm just like the seventh wheel.
Yeah.
It's like, this is fun.
I've been doing a lot of extra wheeling.
Yeah. Well, you have one friend that went through a breakup at the exact same time.
Like a week before me.
Literally,
yeah.
That
we've
was
we've been
weird.
Like clinging
like,
to hope together.
Because everyone else is like wifed.
Like literally.
And I'm like, if the two of you didn't break up at the same time.
Yeah,
they were a week before. That's so fucking crazy.
So that is.
That's like your one strand of hope.
Yeah, I feel like we do a lot of stuff together now.
Yeah, because of that.
We have no one else to do it with.
Fuck.
friends or partners.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And everybody's getting fucking married right now.
It's weird too, because I also feel like there's that's the other part of like the post-COVID thing, is there's like a backup on like weddings.
Yeah.
Oh my god. People keep saying to me like stuff like, you and Julie aren't engaged yet? You aren't married yet? And it's like this really weird, like just speaking to relationships in general, like,
yeah,
and societal structures and expectations. Like, honestly, that's the same as if I, in my opinion, if I ask someone like when they're going to have a kid, I find right. it so inappropriate. If you're not like a really close friend and you like yeah. get that you're like joking or whatever, or like it asking in a genuine way, like, oh, is that something you want or whatever? But when people like at like group tables are like, well, when are you going to get engaged? When are you going to have a baby? I'm like, not
last
everyone.
Last weekend that happened, but that was in a, that made me laugh.
Oh, that happened to me and I was pissed.
Really?
No, I was actually pissed.
Okay.
I was actually annoyed. And I had to like the next day be like, that's not something you should be annoyed about.
Right.
Like I had to talk myself off about it.
Yeah.
But I just found that so wildly inappropriate.
I'm just shocked that like, you haven't wanted like a new push for new jewelry. That's just awesome.
I could buy that shit myself. If I wanted new jewels, I could get them.
You wouldn't though.
I wouldn't, but I could.
Yeah.
But no, like I just find like that's the thing. I think people need to strip back this like those sorts of pressures. I think we put them on ourselves, and like to put it on friends or people around yeah. us too is like so crazy. There's plenty of reasons, especially as queer people, that people aren't getting married yet.
Yeah.
Maybe they have family that doesn't support them and they're really worried about taking that leap. Maybe it's when it comes to kids, that's a whole other thing. Maybe they can't. Maybe yeah. they've been trying. Maybe they don't have the funds to fucking pay for all the IVF. Like,
you guys technically can't. So.
Yeah, no, it's that, literally.
That tends to get in the way.
Literally. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's so many reasons. And also, let's forget all of that. Like, even if there aren't barriers, even if there aren't hoops to jump through when it comes to coming out and like costs and IVF, some people just like don't fucking care or yeah. want to. Like, some people are really content and they're like, yeah, when it happens, it happens. Like, I would say that's the case for me. And like, I'd say when I was younger, I really put more pressure on it simply because I thought that's what I was supposed to do next.
Yeah.
And it's like, then I started to kind of strip back. I'm like, I hate ceremonies. I get stressed about that. I think it's insane what people spend on their weddings. I hate the pressure of it all.
Dress or something.
And the thing is like, that's not me saying that I don't want to get married and that I don't like, won't be really happy when it does happen, but it's genuinely like not something that comes up in my mind yeah. on like the daily. Like, and I just find that so weird. Yeah. It's funny you brought that up, because I was pissed in that moment. I was like, I hate when people say shit like that.
You hit it well. I couldn't tell.
Well, I am good at hiding that. Well, because I have, you know, I'm at a public table.
Right. You could flip a table easily.
I have
an image to uphold.
I know how to be like a person. Our battery's going to die.
Okay.
Well. So I think this is about time. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No. Do you have anything else you want to ask?
How are you right now?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like finally kind of enjoying my own time again.
Yeah.
It's been a few weeks of me not being devastatingly sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. I think I'm good.
That's good. I've definitely seen your happiness improve.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah.
I also think it's really cool, like a lot of people like around you have like noticed that kind of like cloud shed. Not that you're not still sad and like dealing with it, but yeah. like I think for like, you know, when you see people that you care about go through things, it's hard to watch. So like, it's been interesting to notice a lot of people be like, Sean seems really happy
yeah
now, which is like great. Like, it shows you're on the right path of like taking care of yourself and
yeah.
everything.
I've also just like, not like being in a relationship stops these things ever yeah. but I feel like being in a relationship is also like a big is it full dad?
Yeah, she's okay. gone. Well, that's okay. Well, I'll just put tech difficulties
yeah.
on the video.
I feel like being in a relationship is just like, it's a lot of time, and like mm-hmm. you spend a lot of time and effort like on another person, which yeah. is great. I think that is like one of the beautiful things about relationships, but it's weird and kind of liberating also to have time to just do shit for yeah. yourself. Like, I started doing things that I hadn't done in years. Like, I made a fucking cake that I was like, this is like something yeah. I just used to like doing. So I think served partially as a distraction because I was like, I need something for my brain to focus on. But yeah, it's also nice to just have time to think about things that you want to do.
That's true. Like, I feel like when I went through my breakup prior to my current relationship, I didn't realize how much I wasn't doing that I wanted to do until I was out of the relationship.
Right.
Because I think relationships are compromise, and that's like, you know, important. Like, I consider myself a very independent person, but undoubtedly when you're in a relationship, you're compromising.
Yeah.
And I think as long as that's done in a way that you're still respecting like what you want, that's fine, because that's part of being in a relationship. But my past relationship was definitely more codependent and a lot toxic. And I don't think until I was like out of it, I realized how much I was like holding myself back from doing certain things that I wasn't admitting to myself that like I wanted to do, because I was just kind of like hanging on the edge of what the other person was cool with doing.
Yeah.
And that was like a really refreshing place to be, because I'm like, every decision I make is truly for me right now. And like, there's only so many times in life you get like that opportunity.
True.
And I think like that's cool.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Thank you.
Take a pottery class.
I actually do want to take a pottery class.
You should. You absolutely should.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
My hands used to always cramp up when I did it.
Oh, fuck.
I don't have those lesbian fingers, you know.
Oh, my God. Anything else you want to say? Any final thoughts? Closing thoughts?
Don't think so.
I feel like you were very vulnerable and shared a lot. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I didn't know what this was going to look like, but I feel like it was... I feel like a lot of people will find this, like, relatable and helpful if they're going through something similar.
I'm a lot of things, but relatable is definitely the top. So...
Okay, well, wherever you're listening, please follow or subscribe. I won't say wherever you're watching, because our video is now gone.
Yeah, gone.
See ya. Rate us 5 stars, 5 stars only. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast. And follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson.
Give me those post breakup follows, please.
Pose, yeah, like, just, you know, shower at Sean.Lusk with love.
Yeah, do it.
DMs, hype him up in the comments of any of his like new photos. You've been posting more photos.
I posted 2.
I know, but for you, that's quite a bit. Yeah,
gotta go off for a birthday.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, make sure to go hype Sean up and hype me up too, because you know what, it just feels nice. It feels really nice. Until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
We don't have to look, because there is no camera.
Look. It's not there.